found everywhere you can listen to podcasts. It's Caffeinated and Confused with Hannah.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
Yeah, the coffee is interesting.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wonder if you put a little of this in that, if it would like...
I mean, it's good. It's just different.
I know.
It's got tonic in it and hops. Yeah.
I love that place. It's so cute. And it's very much like a brewery type style because they brew all of their coffee there.
I love
it. But then the only downside is that, you know, they choose their drink. So you can't just go in and get, you know, a basic bitch vanilla latte. Yeah. They're like...
It reminds me of Oregon because I'm from Oregon.
Oh.
Yeah. So it reminds me of that hipster vibe that Oregon really decided to start. And now everybody's kind of... You know,
taking it over.
Got the Carhartts and the flannels when they're not at all country.
Yeah. So have the long hair with the man buns.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a coworker here who always tells me, well, it's like a joke that he just always asks me to date him and I never will. And he always like, well, is it because I don't wear enough Carhartt? Like all of your friends. Like my friends don't even wear Carhartt, but okay.
Be like, but yes. Grow a little scruff and put on a Carhartt.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but anyway, yeah, so we have Jesse G on. I feel like this is just the epitome of we'll just start rambling into a million different conversations, especially once you open that whiskey bottle. What time is it? 11 a.m.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Preach it, you know? Sister.
So this is Leatherwood. Sorry, I just banged the microphone. I'm already drunk.
I was going to say, were you drinking it already?
No, I was not. It looks like it. Last night, I made my father-in-law a couple maple whiskey gingers. Did you see my 12 days of Christmas, 12 drinks of Christmas?
Yes, and I want to make them all.
Yeah. So, man, I learned how to be a bartender. Because I realized when I was making the videos, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
And so I decided I should probably look up what a dash means and how to mix drinks. And I should probably go buy the bartender version of it. Because I didn't want to make all these drinks and have people who know what I'm doing be like,
what are you doing?
This is the redneck version of how to make a drink.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I learned a lot. But this is one of my favorite whiskeys, Leatherwood, which is all veteran owned.
Oh,
it's
the
snake eater bourbon, which is like really yummy. So you got to try some.
All right. Well, might as well. You know, you're in for a treat when Jesse comes to the station at 11 and watch my boss walk by. And he's like, Hannah, I'm like, I'm working right now. What?
Well, you can tell him Jesse G just released a song called Like My Whiskey. Mm-hmm. So we're taking whiskey drinks.
Ooh, that's actually really good. And I'm not usually a lot of my friends are big. Like the Carhartt men are. Mm-hmm. Bourbon whiskey drinkers, where they'll just drink it on ice. And anytime I try theirs, I'm like, it burns all the way down. But that was actually good.
This is really smooth.
Wow. Leatherwood.
Yeah. And this guy was like a Green Beret in fifth group.
Oh, wow.
And he's such a badass. Like,
where is it based?
He's best friends with guys like Kid Rock and stuff. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Out of Nashville. Actually, Clarksville, Tennessee. Yeah. It's pretty fun. And they have like a little distillery that we go play at sometimes. So it's a cute little spot where they actually make the whiskey. So it's fun to go peek your head in there. And
wow. All right. Well, we're caffeinated.
Cheers.
We're caffeinated, buzzed, and confused. Cheers to that. So might as well just keep the train going, you know?
Right. This is a little kick to it, this coffee drink.
Yeah, the tonic.
Shout out to Coffee Wizards.
Yes, they're so good. We have a lot of actually really cute little coffee shops in Green Bay, which I feel like people wouldn't expect.
They're I think Green Bay, I think dive bar and deep fried food and cheese curds.
Yes. Well, we also have that. But I feel like we've gotten better, especially with like the Titletown area
so
built up. And there's so much. We need to get you back to sing another anthem.
We actually were just talking about it because I sang last year and the year before. And Matt, my husband, does like my management booking stuff. He's like more like just tour management. He doesn't do any day-to-day and stuff. I still handle all that stuff. But he's the one who lines those things up. And he had a connection, too, within Green Bay. So I was so blessed that the Packers invited me twice to sing there. And we just dropped the ball because we were so busy last year. And you have to do it like a year early.
Yeah,
like,
it's
they
crazy.
Fill those spots.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we were just kind of like, oh, my gosh, we should probably check in about doing another anthem for the Packers. And honestly, we just too late because at that point they already had the spots filled. So next year for sure.
Next year. But also when I came to when you did the anthem the first time, you were 17 months pregnant. You were so pregnant, literally about to pop. So I need to come. You need to do it again. And then we can actually drink
pregnant
together. Yes. Because I'm like, I felt like I was like, well, I'll just double fist because Jesse can't drink. So I'll just take all this booze in the suite and drink it myself.
Yeah, but it was still fun to have a girl there because it's always me and a bunch of dudes.
I bet.
All the time. So I'm like, having you there was amazing.
It was so much fun.
And I'll make sure if we do it again, you're coming.
Perfect. Do you guys want to have another one?
We do. I'm not ready to be sober yet. I'm like, it's too much fun. I took like a whole year off with Ozzy.
She is so cute.
Thank you.
She's cute.
Light of my life.
She's adorable.
She's two now, so she's getting sassy.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So I'm like, I love it because her little personality is finally showing up and, you know, just seeing, oh, she likes these things. She's interested in this. These are her favorite shows. It's so cool. You know,
yeah.
Not that infant stage isn't cool, but they're just kind of a little blob. And
yeah, they don't do anything. Yeah. They're so funny. I mean, I have a lot of friends who have kids and I spend a lot of time with them. And they're just so funny at that age because the stuff that comes out of their mouth, you're like, what are you even saying? And so I can imagine she's around a lot of people and traveling and doing all that stuff.
I think around 300 flights she's been
on
probably.
Crazy.
Yeah, she probably has set a record. Mm-hmm. She hit that over 100 mark really early on. I want to say like almost 6 months or something. And so I feel like, you know, I'd have to go in and look. And also, what do you say as a flight? Is that like just one trip? Or are we talking like every plane you hop onto?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like one of those, but I should look into that. Delta's given her so many little wing things.
Oh my gosh. They like thinking it's her first flight. They're like, oh, actually, no, this is her 300th.
Dude, I had it down to a science. I had like my breast pump in like just timed out right, her nap, like all the things that would keep her distracted, not cry. I found out that people in first class don't want you to sit with them.
Oh, I bet.
They paid for that to get away from the babies. And I'm like, whatever, you have more room up there. So
yeah. I also just don't understand the people who get so mad about
baby once.
Kids. Yeah. Well, and it's like, you have to put yourself in the mom or the dad's shoes anyway. Like, you think they want this to be happening right now? You know, they probably feel just as bad. So yeah, like if I'm on a plane and there's a baby screaming behind me, I'm not gonna love it, but I'm not gonna be mad about it.
Also, put your headphones in.
Yeah,
like, you're allowed to tune it out. I can't tune it out because I got to deal with the meltdown. But you know, it is hard. It's hard when she's only had like a few meltdowns on a plane. She's actually really great. She almost knows when the plane's about to take off. It's like, buckle up.
Yeah,
what are we gonna do? You know, and she actually now, because she just turned two in December, has to have her own seat. So now it's kind of a game changer, but it costs way more to go places. But, you know, it's game changer because there's more space and stuff. But yeah, I get why that they should have it till three, though.
Well, really that's so funny because I didn't even know that until recently. And I was with my family, I think on Christmas, and they were telling me about how one of my cousins, this was years ago, and they flew down to Mexico or I don't know, Florida, whatever. They were on vacation. And while they were there, her son turned two. So they didn't, you know, like because he was one when they flew there. So they didn't buy him a ticket.
Yeah.
They show up to the airport and I don't know because like I think do you have to have some kind of something? I don't know how. Oh, I think they needed a pass. They were in Mexico. So they had to have a passport.
Babies do have to have passports. Yeah.
So then they wouldn't let them fly home. Because he had turned two the day before. So they literally had to, my uncle gave the baby his flight. And then my uncle had to pay like $900 to fly out later because they wouldn't let the kid on the plane.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like, so 2 days ago it was fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's crazy.
2 days ago, the baby could have been a lap infant.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't grow physically in any way. Now we can't.
Exactly. Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
They just need to come up with a better
system
because it's already stressful enough.
The one nice thing is you can check your stroller free of charge, your car seat free of charge, and like a pack of
as you freaking should.
I know, but that is nice.
Yeah.
At least they're, you know, like, okay, if you have a kid, there are certain requirements, kind of like a handicap situation. So, yeah, that is the only perk about it.
Yeah, man. And you do a lot of traveling. Like, how has touring life and just musician life in general, is it just way more wild now that you have to bring a toddler along with you?
Oh, yeah, it is. I always tell my bandmates, like, bring sound canceling headphones because you never know what you're going to get. Is it amazing, though, to be able to be in a situation where I can bring my family with me? You know me, I'm a family person. Mm-hmm. So if I have to choose between missing a first birthday, second birthday, or going on the road, I'm going to choose my daughter usually, you know, depending on the circumstance of the gig and all that stuff. There has been times I did have to actually, I take that back. I actually did have to miss her first birthday because of a show. But we just celebrated a few days early. Exactly. We celebrated a few days early and I did cry very hard.
I can imagine.
Yeah. On her birthday. But yeah, it is insane. It's wild. You just have to do lots of preparation. If you want to do hard things and you want to make your life like, you know, you want to level up, you want all these things, you want the boat, the house, the bring the family, all that stuff. It just takes more work and more preparation to make those things happen. But yeah, last year was one of my busiest years ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really great. You know, things have grown so much since we talked last. So
yeah, I think that was the Packer game the last time I saw you when you were
over a year,
9 months pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, right?
Oh, damn.
I think we tried to see each other when you did the anthem the last time.
Okay.
But then you had to be like in there so early and I hadn't, so we didn't get to meet up.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, we got to go get a drink.
Yes. Count me in.
Go see, what's that bar called down in Titletown area?
Stadium View.
Yes, that one.
Stadium View is a good time.
You know what, though? I love Title Brewing.
Titletown.
Titletown.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. You played Titletown there and I was going to come. That was another one. I got COVID.
Oh.
So mad.
We're just always missing each other.
I know. So yeah. I'm glad this worked out.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Titletown Brewing Company, right? That's their official name. They're awesome. We actually play there every summer. I come back here. I do like a little acoustic show there. I love just the vibe, how it's on that rooftop. Mm-hmm. It's overlooking that cool, like old railroad. Did you want to put some?
Yeah,
in there?
I mean, might as well put a little whiskey
in there.
We're
pouring
whiskey in our coffees. By the time he hears this, it'll be a couple weeks from now. So,
yeah. That was a good little pour.
I'm going to be a little tipsy today. Holy smokes.
Cheers.
Cheers. We should backtrack for, because I know you've been on the podcast before, but that was forever ago.
That was so fun.
That was so fun.
When you asked me to do this, I was like, yes, I had a blast.
Yes. But that had to have been 4 years ago, 3 years ago already. So for anyone because I haven't done my podcast in forever, so I just brought it back. And so for anyone who doesn't know the backstory between Jesse and I, just small world that we met in Memphis, of all places.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. It was 2019, maybe. Or 18.
I think 18
or 19.
Yeah. So it was a long time ago. So the Country Cares weekend that they do down in Memphis basically is they send radio people from all over the country and they send country artists and you just learn all about St. Jude because we raise money every year. And then they have these parties at night.
It's amazing all around.
So fun. Yeah. So there was this one night we're all dressed as, what were we, like 80s?
80s, I think. Or 70s, one of them.
Yeah, so we're all dressed in these crazy outfits. And
you
think
super cute.
I don't even remember what. I think I had like hot pink.
Yeah.
And we had these name tags that said where we were from. And I think you saw mine and you were like, oh, my God, wait. Because were you and Matt, were you married?
No, we weren't.
I was going to say you guys were just dating at the time. And you were like, my boyfriend is from that area. And then we hit it off and we've been friends ever since. And then I'm like, what a small world that we meet in Memphis. And then now you like get to come up here and we get to hang out. And then
you're also my kind of person. So I knew immediately. I was like, we're going to be friends.
Oh, yeah.
And it's nice because it's in this industry. It's very hard to find those kind of people. You're an awesome chick that we have like things in common. You know, it's really hard to find that. And most people are dudes that do.
So many. You're preaching to the choir.
Same with what I do. Like, you know, so.
And it's just nice to have someone to have, like when you came out when we were in Nashville for my 30th.
Yes.
Oh my God. And I was like, yeah, come out. I think we'll be home by midnight because we had gotten up at 3 a.m. that morning. Oh no, we were out until 3. We were up for 25 hours.
It's like a challenge to shut the bar down. I'm like, challenge accept.
And we did it. I don't even know what went on that night, but that was so much fun. So yeah, it's been a wild ride. And then you were here. God, this all was so long ago when you and Gretchen played. Was that the Outagamie County Fair? That was a fun night, too.
That was super fun.
Yeah.
You came on the bus for a little bit, right?
Yep. We were ripping shots on the bus.
Yeah.
And my friend Chelsea never takes shots, let alone whiskey. And so I think you had just poured whiskey and she was like, well, I can't say no. Yeah. So yeah, we had that night. And I know you have your new song with Gretchen, which is so awesome. So
it's
how did that
think that now that I'm independent, I have a duet with her. You'd think that would happen when I was on her label.
Yeah.
But I mean, to your point, how did that happen? So in 2020, the world, you know, was crazy and things went under and the label, you know, she was like, hey, we can't really do this anymore. And I also want you to be able to take all the opportunities. And, you know, she kind of was like, okay, fly, birdie. You know, she's been such a huge role model and mentor. And honestly, like, kind of like a hybrid of a big sister, but a mom, like to me, she's the godmother of my child and one of my best friends. And so it was one of those things that was like so hard for me to be like, oh, wow. Because we had so many plans until 2020 hit.
Yeah.
I was like on all these tours with like Gary Allen and Sarah Evans and some other cool dates were lined up for me. And it was like, all right, well, what's next? And also during that time, which kind of like TMI, but I had just went through two miscarriages and like I was dealing with all these like battles with pregnancy loss.
Yeah.
And it was like the darkest time ever of my life.
Yeah.
Like, and I had to figure out, all right, like how are we going to get through this? What does this look like? All that stuff. But the most growth happened out of that dark time. And it was good. Some of the best music I had ever written also. During that time, Gretchen was like, all right, here's all these songs we've worked on. She's like, I just want you to have them. And
that's amazing.
Yeah. And
because a lot of people wouldn't do that.
They would get shelved.
Yeah.
And the song would never hear the light of day. You'd never own it. And she's like, you can have the masters. You can own it. I don't want to hold you back with this, you know. So the last 4 years have been, you know, like, all right, obviously I had to get the songs. And it took a long process because you got to get a hold of engineers, everything. You got to get all the masters and all that. So a lot of this last 4 years has been like, how are we going to release this? Obtaining the assets, all that stuff. And I had released a bunch of projects on my own that I had fully owned that I did with Dan Swank, who plays with All Time Low. In really fun rock projects.
Yeah.
But it was very like not on brand for me, but it was more like, oh,
just
this
fun.
Is, yeah. And this is also the part of my show because my show is country, but it's also rock.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm loving Hardy because Hardy like kind of broke down that barrier for people. And I'm like, yes, he paved the lane for it to be okay.
Yeah.
And anyway, got the music, have been planning for 4 years. And I was randomly in a Goodwill because I dropped off a bunch of toys off at Goodwill. And I was like, I just need something that kind of like creates this momentum so I can release all this music that I did with her. She produced it, like all this stuff. But I also want her to benefit from this too,
yeah.
You know, and like My Whiskey, the song I just released, that song is so heavily influenced by her. It sounds like Redneck Woman.
Yeah,
it's like,
I love it.
And you can hear her voice on it so well that I'm like, I text her. I was like, hey, you know, what if I just turn your vocal up a little bit and call it a feature? And she was like, or I could just sing a couple lines. And I'm like, okay. And then we were like, or it could just be like a duet. So I sing half the verse, she sings half the verse or whatever. And so it turned into this awesome, cool thing that made the song. Because already the song is one of those, you come watch me play. I'm sure you've heard it. You come watch me play, you know it right away.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's super singable. It's very radio type song. And so the fact that you're on it now makes it even more of a hit, you know? So super excited. This is the first of so many songs that I did with her in her original studio that she sold, which, you know, we all miss that spot. And yeah, it's just all this is so near and dear to my heart. So it'll be like a new song every couple months.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
And then, I know it's crazy that unless you're in the industry, people don't understand how much work goes into it, because I feel like, you know, especially with social media, everyone just thinks it's an instant gratification because you see these people who just hit the mark, just got lucky, you know, where their video blew up
like
on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like it was pure luck that the algorithm algorithmed and like got their music out there. But it's like, no, there are so many artists that are just busting their ass, you know, trying to get their stuff out there and people don't know all of the stuff. And I feel like Taylor Swift, I mean, obviously she's the biggest star on the planet, but I feel like she kind of shined a light on the owning of the music and how the artists, you know, can get really shafted when it comes to stuff like that, because these businesses just want a money grab.
Oh, 100%. And like, it's a 10-year town for a reason. everybody calls it a tenure town. Like, didn't Haley Witters put out a song about that?
I think she did.
Yeah. And it really is. Like, I'm on year 8. So for me, or actually, no, I'll be on year 10. Oh, hey. But yeah, no, it's so insane with making those decisions too as an artist. Like, okay, I'm going to sign this record deal. Well, what do they own now? You know, and do I need a lawyer? Yeah, you should probably have somebody that has legal sense look at your contract, you know, and figure that out, because they could own you for life. They could own all your stuff. You know, they could shelve you and you don't have anything to do about it. You can't buy out anything. And it is pretty crazy because, you know, Taylor Swift did shed a light on the fact that, you know, if you own your own music and you own everything, which right now I'm in a great position because I literally I own everything. You know, you have less people dipping their hands in the honeypot, and you have negotiating power too. When a big label does come along, which we hope that happens, they come along and they're like, hey, we love what you're doing. We want to get on board with you. And then you have this bargaining power going on because you're the owner. You've built your brand. Mm-hmm. You've built your audience, and things are going. But, you know, there's like this, I don't know if you've seen it on Instagram, there's like this breakdown of how much you actually get paid.
And it's
per stream.
Nothing.
It is insane.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I love radio. You get paid a lot of money per stream on radio.
Well, and it's how people find out about you. You know, people
totally
act like radio, you know, because there's so many other ways. It's like, no, people still do discover new music every day on radio. That's where they go.
I still listen to radio.
Yeah.
I would much rather you pick my songs for me than me, like, go through my phone and, like, try to, what am I in the mood for? I just want you to do that for me.
Exactly.
So I love it. And you guys are really, you know, you head up the festivals. You, like, there's so much that you do. And then so much charity work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You think Spotify is doing charity work? I don't know.
No. They're taking all the money. And it's, I mean, we just, you know, anytime something big happens, or if someone messes up on the radio or something, and then that's, you just are bombarded by it. And then we're like, oh, I thought you said radio didn't work. Like, do you see how everyone's exploding about something that just happened on the radio? Like, that's because people are listening and it works. But I mean, the industry is just, there are so many ins and outs, and there's just so much that people don't see behind the scenes. And I, you know, I've talked to plenty of artists too, who are just so talented and have such good stuff, but then, like, they're part of these huge labels, and then the labels get sick of it. They don't want to do the work anymore. So then these people are stuck, but they won't drop them.
They shelve them.
They shelve them. So then these artists are stuck not being able to do anything because the label doesn't want to put the money into them anymore.
Yeah. And they technically are owned, you know, so they need permission to do anything, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard because those people that decided, like, oh my gosh, Nashville is small town or whatever. And then one time somebody said something about me, and somebody came back and repeated it to me, little rumor mill, that I didn't work hard. I'm like, okay, for one, what the hell does that mean? For two, you see me carrying around my baby on over 100 flights. I want to see you, whoever said that, it probably doesn't have kids, do that. You know what I mean? Like, literally, she's been to so many shows. She's probably been to like 100 of most. Like,
I would assume it was probably a man who said that.
I would assume so.
Yeah. You know, they just don't. They don't get it.
You try pushing a baby out and then bringing them along in this crazy ride.
Yeah.
And, you know, providing. And man, there's been so much blood, sweat and tears. It's insane. Like the other day. And I think this always happens too, before big things happen. Like, it's darkest before the
100%.
Dawn. But the other day I just started crying and I was like, I quit. And Matt's like, I got out of the military for this. You did not quit. And I was like, I feel like this is so taxing and toxic right now. Like, you know, and I'm coming out of that hole, you know, but it was such a hard point where I was like, wow, does everybody, because I haven't been broken down that much until like the recent, that situation that I was in. And I like try to not say too much because I'm like,
totally.
But, people don't understand how hard it is. You know, it's like I can't even sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
I got up at 3 a.m. I went to bed at like midnight and I got a 3-hour nap pretty much. And then I couldn't sleep because I was like, there's so much pressure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And people's
opinions. You have a, you know, coming as a woman who has a daughter. Like, I'm sure that's something, too, that you're like, I just want to show my daughter, like, what it means to just, like, work hard and not let all of the other shit get you down. Because, like, I can only imagine what the world's going to be like when like the toddlers are our age, you know, like just hopefully it'll take a different swing back in the old direction where it's not so crazy with social media and opinions and you can't do anything right. But I just feel like that's also a thing that women, you know, have on their back too. Like, I want to be strong for my kids, for my daughter.
Yeah.
And being in the public eye, like, you know, it's easy to see all of that stuff. It's just crazy.
At the end of the day, like, if I were to like only have one purpose or get to pick that, that would be my purpose for sure. I would want her to see that you can pursue your dreams. You can have a family. You can do that all. And I would want to give her the toolbox to be able to handle the hardships. Mm-hmm. Like, I want her to have the tools to be able to handle the depressions and the anxieties and all the things that are going to come and go, because everybody does experience it. Some people have the tools for it. Some people don't. And then some people learn and get those tools. But I want to create a strong child that knows early on what fulfillment and purpose is, so that she can get to that point when she's an adult and she doesn't have to go through 5 to 10 jobs to figure out what her dream job is. She already kind of has that instilled where she's like, I am naturally good at these things and I love these things, as opposed to, I went to college, I spent $80,000 and then I flunked out because I partied too hard because I wasn't interested in anything here, or I did this trade for so long and I quit because I hated it, you know? So that's the main purpose. And then also, like, I love music more than anything.
Yeah.
Took me across the country.
And you're great at it. Like, when you're born with a talent, like, you should, you know, be able to use it for good.
Yeah. I really do think people are, like, born with gifts.
100%.
You have your gift, too. Like, you can talk and relate and connect. And, you know, you're able to do this. I hope you love it.
I do.
Seems like you love it.
I do. Yes.
I think I
most
have.
Most days.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is people think it's easy. It's not easy.
No.
I feel like when you pursue things you love, it's almost like harder in a different way.
Yes.
Because you're more attached and involved and emotionally just in it. So when bad things happen, it really hits you hard, as opposed to clocking in somewhere where you don't own it and all that. You're just clocking in, clocking out. You're able to detach a little more.
I think it's also with our jobs, because people use us as like their entertainment. Mm-hmm. So like, we're fun, you know, like, we provide the fun for people. And so then I feel like people just assume then that it's just a silly nilly job and, you know, whatever. But it's like, no, you know, like, we're putting ourselves on the line. And like, I still have to go if I'm having a god awful day. And I'm like, literally, like, there have been days when I've literally been crying in the bathroom and then I have to walk down the hallway. And then, you know, and I'm, you do the same way. You have to be in front of a crowd. So it's like, every job has.
I'm proud of you though for getting through that. Like, you were able to get through those. That's amazing.
I mean, trust me, I didn't want to, but I'm like, I got a job to do here, you know? So it's like, do I ever want to work a 8-to-5 job and sit behind a desk all day? No, but it's also like, this job is also hard in certain ways too. And I feel like with any job that you don't do, people don't see the ins and outs of what goes into it.
And that's why you should never judge somebody else or like try to put yourself in their shoes, which we all do it accidentally, you know, and then we have to take a step back and be like, I have no idea what they're dealing with. Like, the same thing with like what I just said earlier, like, you know, clock in 9-to-5ers that don't own whatever, like, their job's also hard because like, what if they hate that?
Yeah.
And they're like depressed about it and very unfulfilled. I commend them for staying with it, because I couldn't do that.
Same. Me either. Yeah. And it's like, life is also too short to be unhappy. And I totally understand, because listen, I do not make a lot of money in radio. It's not a lucrative career, but I do it because I love it. And I know that there are people who just like have to take a job to take a job because they need money. And it's just, it's sometimes that just makes me so sad because I'm like, life is so short. And you should be happy doing what you love. Like, of course, there's going to be bad days no matter what.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just, life is wild.
And if you love just being able to provide for your family and you're fulfilled enough with that, like, that's enough, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, my husband is like, you know, he does a job where he works for another company, which is an amazing company. And they've been so supportive with my career, too. They let him be fully remote. He helps tour manage me. And he does a lot of like the booking and all that stuff. And they allow him to just take a laptop, take internet everywhere, and travel the world with me, which I'm so grateful for.
Yeah.
But it fulfills him to have that job and like be able to provide for us when I can't, because my job is crazy. Like,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, yes, this gig pays great, like all this stuff. But then other times, like, I'm like, wow, there's an opportunity here for me, but I'm going to break even and I'm not going to be able to like bring in the money for this show. But the opportunity is there. I'm going to make thousands more fans, you know?
Yeah. So you have to pick and choose.
You do.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's crazy. It's
the
just crazy. The ins and outs. Yeah. We're like going to start crying soon. Whiskey. I don't know if whiskey makes me cry. It probably does. I think I cry at everything.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my God. Like, it doesn't matter. What was it? I think it was Christmas morning. I'm on TikTok, laying in bed, and I was full on sobbing because every video I saw was like either a video of like kids. There was one, oh my God, I could cry even thinking about it. There was one where this little girl, that's all she wanted for Christmas, was a framed picture of her family.
Aww.
So it's like her brothers are in the video opening video games, all excited, and the mom is filming the daughter. She opens this present that's a frame, just a basic frame with the family, and the little girl just starts bawling.
Aww.
And she's like holding it up to her chest, and I'm in bed,
I would cry too.
Oh my God, sobbing. And then there's videos of kids, like grandkids. There was a million videos of them surprising their grandparents and showing up to have a sleepover, and the grandparents, and
yeah,
I like,
that would make me cry.
Yeah, and I don't have, like, all my grandparents have passed away. Aww. So then I'm in bed and I'm like, what is wrong with me? And I'm not pregnant. Like, I have no excuse. Being a woman.
For me, it was Disney the other day. What movie was it? Big Hero 6. It's to the point where when you know the plot and you see it play, and then they have the beautiful orchestra composition behind the movie, because Disney always does it. My daughter's watching it, and she's, you know, she's two, so she doesn't know what's going on. And I'm like, oh, I need to leave the room. I need to leave the room. The waterworks are coming on. It's like the first 5 minutes, or that one about the brothers, the Disney one. I don't know. Anyway, Disney does it well.
Yeah.
They'll have you crying the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Oh, yeah. I'm a crier.
Yeah.
And then once it starts, I can't stop. Then I'm just embarrassed. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want anyone to see me cry. Or when you're trying not to cry and then someone hugs you and then you're like, don't touch me. It's going to start.
You're like, I appreciate you, but no, don't touch me.
It's just being a woman. It's fun.
Yeah.
But I also love what you said a little bit ago, because I've had this conversation with a friend of mine who's going through just not being where they want to be, or things weren't working out the way that they wanted. And I've been trying to instill this information because he's younger. So he's like going through all of this stuff for the first time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in hindsight, years from now, you're going to understand that the reason things don't work out is because that was not meant for you. And it's so hard in the moment when you're crushed and heartbroken and feeling like all your dreams have been shattered.
Yeah.
To see the light at the end of the tunnel. But I mean, like you just said, you were going through all that stuff, and then you had the busiest year.
Yes.
And all of these things are working out. And sometimes it's hard to think outside of the box when you have a closed mindset of you only want that one thing and you're not seeing all the other possibilities.
Yeah. Like, this too shall pass. Like, you're gonna, one door closes because another door is supposed to be opening for you. And you did go through that situation for a reason, and it taught you a lot. You know, you can either let it build you up into something bigger and stronger and better, or you can let it tear you down and, you know, let you flatten out and you never get back up from it. Pick that situation, pick yourself up, get up and freaking take the next thing and do it better, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I'm so happy and thankful for all the breakups I went through.
Oh my
and
gosh.
At the time I thought,
world's over.
God, yeah, world's over. I was supposed to marry him, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, thank God I didn't.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how, I mean, just coming from, I released one podcast a couple weeks ago that was just a recap of my dating life in the last year. And I'm just like, oh, it's so funny when you get out of those situations that you are so sad about. And I want to like punch myself in the face. I'm like,
oh,
why
gosh.
Did you spend any time upset about that situation?
Once
but when you're
like
in the moment,
the heartache of it,
yes.
You're like,
You just get the ick. You're like, oh my God, that is so embarrassing.
Have you noticed in Nashville, everybody's getting divorced? It's like a weird season, Nashville, like the country music scene anyway.
So many.
Everybody, like, I want to say.
I was very shocked by Maren and Ryan Hurd. I did not see that coming.
Like, what is going on? And my mom, I went home for Christmas. My mom's become very like, I don't want to say the word witchy because witchy is not the right word. But like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, she likes her crystals, her diffuser and her incense.
Very spiritual.
Yeah. I want to say like earthy. Is a better word for it. You know, she got a bunch of chickens. She's a crazy chicken lady now. But it's been good for her, you know. But she was telling me when I was home last, she's like, there's these solar flares and I can just feel it. The solar flares, whatever. I'm like, what? But then I was like, it is crazy. Something is going on right now.
Man, life is just, it's a crazy ride. But I just feel like you got to keep pushing and keep working and it's hard. But, you know, you just have to don't let it. And it's so hard with social media because everyone's posting their highlight reels.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're like, oh.
And the more highlights they're posting, the more worse. The shit they're going through.
That's correct. You're like, you seem a little too happy. Yeah. What's really going on?
People are actually accepting posting their failures. Like, that's why people love long form conversation like this podcast. Mm-hmm. Is people want to like feel like they can connect and relate in some form. And I feel like this is good for that. But yeah, like people have been way more real on like socials.
Yep.
Like we were talking about people breaking up, calling off weddings, all that stuff. That's like really going around in Nashville. And a lot of artist friends I have that are like up and coming, they're like posting videos of themselves crying and like talking about it in detail. And I'm like, I kind of feel bad for their exes, but
I know. I go through that because with this podcast, that was my main, because with my show, there's only so much people get to know about me because I'm, you know, talking in short blurbs and I want to keep it entertaining. And and then I have worries when I get too in depth with certain stuff that I'm like, oh, you know, is that
it's
cringy
so
or is that whatever? And I feel so uncomfortable doing it. But then when it starts getting received and you get messages from people saying, thank you so much for saying that and, you know, whatever. And same with you and your music. And, you know, I mean, that's very vulnerable. You're literally writing about your life and putting it out there for the world to digest.
Yeah. And you're like, what if I say one word that strikes somebody wrong?
Yeah.
Or like one word that, it's scary. It's so scary because what you and I do is like perceived by the masses. And so you're going to have some haters sometimes.
I'm not good at dealing with them.
You're not?
No.
I don't care anymore.
Oh, I need to get there.
How old are you?
34.
Yeah. We're the same age.
I know.
You're still not okay with it?
No.
What? You'll
get
there.
I know. This is, I
also
talked about it.
I became a mom.
That's
that
true.
That puts this thing in you where the give a F.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know if you're allowed to cuss on this. I'm sure we have already, but.
Yeah. I think the F word is the only one that probably would get flagged.
Well, your F tank is on E and you just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
As Kid Rock would say.
We should all just live like Kid Rock. Honestly.
He's so fun.
His bar in Nashville. I went to Nashville in April.
Yeah.
For just a couple of days. And
I think
we had texted and we tried to meet up.
Yeah.
And his bar we went to and it was so much fun. That was what I had been there since he opened that one. It was super fun.
Yeah. I got to hang out with him a little bit. Gretchen had a birthday party and I got to hang out with him a little bit like recently and he's so fun.
Yeah, he seems
like we're all taking
a
picture and he's like, says the F word. And everybody's just cracking up. They're a good time. It's cool, like, knowing people like that now because, I mean, I don't know them, like, know them.
Yeah.
But, like, we're acquaintances now, you know? So it's, like, really cool to just be like, wow, I grew up listening to your music. Like, me and my dad rolling around in our old Ford two-door truck with a hole in the bottom of the floor, like, yelling, bah, what the bah, yeah. bang, da, bang, ding, ding,
and,
you know.
And now you're hanging out with him.
Yeah, it's insane.
I mean, isn't it crazy to think, like, your Gretchen Wilson is your daughter's godmother? Like, that's a crazy sentence to say. You know, she
so
was
crazy.
Country music when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Like, Redneck Woman,
dude.
That was the
Our
song.
Anthem,
yeah.
Yeah, it is insane to think about it, how, I don't know, I feel like, though, you do put things into the universe and you manifest things in a way because like even besides Gretchen on like the pop side, I was obsessed with Colby Calais' music as she got me through college. You know, like I went through so many heartaches and her songs were always really like spoke to my heart. And now she's one of my great friends.
Yeah.
Like I could text her right now, you know, and it's insane because I'm like, did I manifest that or is it one of those things where I'm in that career field and I obviously related to their music for a reason because we're also kind of like a like-minded people. And then you're just in situations where you're like, well, no wonder we're friends, you know, but it is so weird. It's
I honestly think that some people are just meant. I mean, I think about it when I was a kid, I would be the little girl in my bedroom with a cassette tape in the radio and I would record radio shows and I would call in and wait to hear my own voice. But then it was like growing up, even when I was, I mean, I didn't even realize radio was a real job until I'd graduated college when I was 23 and then kind of fell into it. But then looking back, it's like, I am kind of convinced that everyone's destined for something and it's just a matter of if you figure it out and like get there. Isn't it crazy though?
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So you would do that as a little girl?
Yeah. I would sit in my bedroom and I would call and then I would record and wait to hear if they would play my call.
Oh my gosh, I love that. See, I never did that. That's
but
so
yeah but
cool.
you felt a kinship to music and you felt
talent shows, karaoke, it's that's the similar version of that's so crazy.
So life is wild. We got really deep. I love it. Wow. It's the whiskey.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers to us. You really made this one strong. I'm over here like woo. I hope everyone listening to my show later is gonna be like, why is Hannah slurring? Is she having a health issue or? I like, no, Jessie was here. Everything's
okay.
You know
what? Most of my friends say that the nights they party the hardest is when I'm in the room. And I'm like, that's probably not a good thing.
Oh, no, it is. Okay. I'm also the friend where people say that. Like, they know if they're going out with me that they are, like, they have to tell me, Hannah, I don't want to be out late tonight. I'm like, okay.
You and I are a lot alike. Yeah. In Memphis, we burned it down.
Oh my gosh. I was supposed to go back this past year.
We need to go back too.
I know. And, but it was, we had Luke Bryan. His show was here that same weekend. So then it was like all hands on deck. And I wasn't going to miss that show.
Yeah. Luke is cool. He's fun. He's a cool person.
But yeah. We need to figure some stuff out. Even having you come like, do some songs at like our pre-parties or something would
Let's
be super fun. Yeah.
It'd be super fun. I know that they have the draft coming here.
Yeah. 2025.
Yeah. We were talking about, Matt was talking with a couple of venues to maybe do some stuff around then because we want to be here for that anyway. Because,
it's going to be so fun. I can't wait.
I'm like, I might as well work if we're going to be here.
Might as well. Yeah. Quote unquote work. There have been so many shows because they usually, whenever a big show comes up, to town, they usually play here on a Thursday and then their routing takes them to like the bigger cities on Friday, Saturday. So like big shows like Hardy, Luke, I think Luke was on a Thursday, but then we all forget we have to come to work on Friday. So Hardy was a night that got way out of hand. And I don't think I went to bed until 4 in the morning. And then I had to wake up and I was like, oh, no, I have to do real life things today. So
that's the worst.
But like, woe is me. You know,
my kid, it's going to be like even worse.
Oh, God, I need to find a man before I do. You have any rich single men that you can hook me up with? Oh, OK.
I mean, what's your age preference?
You know, at this point,
a lot older.
Oh, well, at this point, I don't really know if there is one. We're just going to just see what works. What is like older?
Like 40s, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm 34. I don't know. I've swung both ways 10 years.
It'd be so hard to be single here.
Yeah, it's not
fun. You should set, if you have dating profiles, you should set them to Nashville and then just come stay with me and go on dates here.
But I feel like the men in Nashville are worse.
Right. Actually.
Yeah. I need to set it to like some cute little town in like North Carolina or something.
Somewhere that there's young professional scene, but still like want to be here to settle down.
Yeah.
North Carolina, like... I mean, I don't know how you feel about military men, but I have a lot of those kind of.
I mean, they're hot.
Yeah. Deployments
fun.
Are
hard. Yeah. Not. I mean, I guess I've only gone out and we went on like 2 dates with a guy who was in the Air Force, but he was very good looking. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I'm on a sabbatical. It's hard. Yeah. It's just like half the time. And I don't mean this like conceited at all, but because I live in a small town and I work for a huge radio station. Yeah. So in half the time, I'm
like wondering why they're.
Yeah. I'm like, do you really only care? Because then it's like half the time that's all they're doing on dates is asking me about my job. And I don't want to talk about this.
I am so happy I found my husband when things were smaller than they are now. Because I feel like I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not like super big time or anything like that, but I have done enough with my career that I would be wondering.
Yeah.
It's like what you're saying, that would be hard. I can't imagine what somebody like Colby or Gretchen
would feel.
Are you dating me because of the brand? Or are you dating me because of, so
Kelsey Ballerini actually, name drop, we were talking with her before her show this year, and we were just, this was like right when her and Chase started dating.
Oh.
So we were like backstage before the show and he was there, but he like wasn't biased at the time. So we were talking about, you know, just everything that she had gone through and that divorce and that breakup. And because her and Chase met pretty soon after her divorce, but she was like, yeah, she's like, I only went on one date. And she was like, it was with a normal guy. Mm. And she said she showed up to the date and she could already tell that he was like
fangirling
kind of, but she also said he was drunk. She was like, I showed up, he was already drunk. Then ordered us a drink, and then he ordered another one, and then turned to her and said he was going on The Bachelor. Or he's like, oh, I think I'm going to go on The Bachelorette. And she was like, what?
Then why are we on a date?
The hell. Yeah. And so I'm like, you know what, Kelsey? And I told her, I was like, it makes me feel so much better that even you're dealing with unbelievably stupid men.
Yeah.
Where's my Chase Stokes? I'm just going to start sliding into
DMs.
They're so cute.
So I'm like in love with their relationship. Like when they post online, I'm like, oh, I want to swipe three times because I know I'm going to see him in one of these pictures.
Yeah, they're so cute. And then so then she brought him over, and this was right when the last season of Outer Banks came out. So then my friend who I brought and I were like, oh, that's John B. Oh my God. And then we wanted to act cool, so we like didn't ask for a picture with him. Yeah, but now I'm like, damn it. I wish I would have asked.
That is a hard thing. I went to a private show in Mexico with Gretchen, and she on the same bill was Ann Wilson from Heart.
Oh.
And so for me as like a vocalist growing up and stuff, like Heart was like, I mean, Ann Wilson, that's legendary. That's like so legendary in every way that like anybody would agree, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, like freaking out, getting to hear Ann Hart at what, 70 something, 72 probably or something age, sing Barracuda. And then Ann asked Gretchen to sing with her. It was so cool. Like I got to see two huge idols of mine on stage. And I regret not getting a picture.
I know.
Because I'm like, I'm not like that ever. I never do that because I'm in this business. Like it's like,
you want to feel like you're
an equal.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, you're there because you're supposed to be kind of one and the same. Or it's like, you know, I'm there for work, so I don't want to act like a fangirl. But deep down, I'm like, oh, my God.
But you want a picture.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, I'm sure Anne will live super long time from now. But like, when am I ever going to be in that scenario again? You know? So, yeah, that was the one time I was like, oh, man.
I know. Just always ask for the picture. That's, you know what? Whatever.
I know. I mean, I don't really feel like that a lot because most of the time I'm like, oh, I'll see him again.
Yeah.
And then when I see him again, it'll be on like a friend's level.
Yeah.
So I'm like not really worried about that.
But I know. You know, like we are just going to act like we're girlfriends and whatever. And then they're going to want to hang out with us again. No, they're not. You know, whatever. But they're super cute. And I wonder
if he lives in Nashville now.
He films in North Carolina. And I think then they spend the time he's not filming
literally
together.
In the Outer Banks they film.
Yeah, they do.
I guess that makes sense.
But they were just so cute and they were just so real. You know, like he was literally just standing with us eating a bag of Doritos and we were just all shooting the shit and I'm like, oh my God, literally you're John B. And then people, you know, they were all over TikTok at the time because they had just gone public with their relationship. So I was like, damn it, I really could have gone viral. Could have gotten so many likes on this post.
Do you have a big TikTok presence?
I don't know. I have like 11,000 followers or something,
but I
don't know how to get out of, cause like some videos will get a lot of love and
it's
then others
the
I'll get
west.
200.
Oh my, it's the Wild West.
Yeah. So
one
I never
time
know.
I posted a video like super late at night and it got like over 100,000 views and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even a cool video.
And I feel like there's no rhyme or reason to what works and what doesn't. So,
yeah. And I think that all those platforms are learning that people are eager and willing to pay for stuff. So I think that they're lessening that. One thing I'm like, is the culture changing? Like, are people less and less willing to give out their like, tap, tap, you know, whatever? Or is it like a, because now people can hide their likes. Why would Instagram go through to make a feature to hide your likes if there wasn't something going on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So well, and their algorithm just changed? Because it used to be you would see whoever posted would come up first. And now it's like they choose what you see and what you don't.
True. I didn't think about that part.
And now I don't know what's going on with my Instagram, but in the last couple of weeks, you know, the people who show up to watch their stories, it was always the people who I watch the most, or like my friends always show up. Not anymore. It's like random.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to see my people. And then I'll see my friend had a story from 19 hours ago that I'm just now seeing. I'm like, I want to see my friend's babies. Like, I don't want to see this.
I don't think I've ever gone with the bubbles. I don't think I've ever gone to the right and tried to look at more bubbles.
No, like, me either.
I only look at the bubbles that are present.
Same.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I don't know. The internet's weird.
Dude, I'm pretty sure I got like, not shadow, I don't, is it called shadow banned?
Yeah.
Whenever when Facebook hides your stuff.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was happening to me for the longest time. They still won't let me advertise, so I can't boost posts and things like that on
my Facebook.
They
just all want money. They want you to pay for stuff.
Well, yeah. I can't. Like, because we're working a single right now, so I'm like, you know, trying to run campaigns and add stuff, because you almost have to nowadays to cut through the noise.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, what is going on?
I don't know. There's so much crap.
Hey, can I plug something while we're...
Yes.
So I'm a part of this app that just released.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Music Cred.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a booking platform app, but they only offer the service. They don't like take a booking fee or whatever. So it's like great for artists, venues, booking agents, like anybody that's in the music business and tours live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
that's really cool.
We just released it within the last few months, and we're trying to get venues on board, because if the venues get on board, then the artists can inquire to book, or the venues can
go through
all the artist profiles. And yeah, and it's kind of like, you know how Airbnb is so easy to use? That's why I use it. You don't want to get on Google, go find a hotel in some weird website or Expedia or whatever. Got to put in your credit card. Airbnb is easy because they have all your info. You just go find it, request book.
Yeah.
This is the similar thing where it's like streamlines that process.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey, I can pay you $1,000. You're like, sounds good. Then they say, we can provide all these provisions, backline, sound equipment, all that stuff. Yes or no. And then you're booked. And then they also promote all your events. So like they have a whole marketing team that's makes videos and pics and all that stuff. So the fan profile is coming this year, where as a fan, you can get on Music Cred, say you're going to like Austin, Texas or something, and then it's like geolocating, targeting you or seeing where you're at. And then they're like, okay, well, these artists are playing near you.
That is, I have always, anytime I go anywhere, like for a trip, I'm always Googling what shows are happening. And it's so hard to find, you know, because if it's like, if there's a cool show going on, I want to go to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so smart. I can't believe no one's come up with that until
now. It's crazy. Yeah. So like as the artist, I'm excited because I get to make sure I get paid. Like once they book me, they're already paying me. They can pay with a credit card. So say they want to get their points on their business card, fly for free everywhere they go.
Yeah.
They would be able to do that. I'm like happy because I'm like, okay, my deposit is already there. Once I complete my show, if nothing goes wrong, I get paid the next day, because I've been shafted like $6,000 before. Yeah,
oh
I played
God.
A show up here in Minnesota, and they didn't pay me. And I spent $4,500 flying my band out.
That is, how do they get away with that?
And they went bankrupt.
Oh, yeah. God.
It, like,
what a bunch of POSs.
And of course, I'm nice, and I don't want anybody.
Same. People pleaser here. I would be like, okay, well, it was fun.
Yeah. Okay, I'll eat missing out on $6,000 and then paying $4,500.
Yeah.
So you feel like it's $10,000. But insane. But anyway, this would make sure that never happens.
Yeah.
And also at the end of the year, accounting, right? Like, I'm just like, okay, I have all the accounting of everybody I've ever paid. So when I do my 1099s, boom, like, I know who I paid what. You can pay your band through there. Yeah, there's going to be really cool stuff coming.
Awesome.
So yeah, I just want to plug Music Cred for anybody listening that has venues or is an artist or even a fan eventually.
Yeah, I love that. So Music Cred, you have the new single out, and people can find you on Spotify, I mean, anywhere you can hear music.
Spotify is like the most helpful right now for up and coming artists, just because Spotify has just so many great avenues for discovery that most artists are putting a lot of their efforts into Spotify, just because there's a way to, when you release a song, there's options.
Yeah.
I know Apple has some stuff, but Spotify just has more.
Yeah, I'm a Spotify girly. They just do a better job at curating
they do.
What you want to hear too.
Yeah, they do. And, I mean, I think it's less per stream, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, just more people got to keep streaming.
Yeah, but things are going good. It's already past 50,000 in less than a week.
Oh, and nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're climbing. I'm excited.
I love it.
I'm super pumped.
Any song about whiskey? I mean, I feel like that's going to be a big song, too, for summertime.
Yeah, spring.
Just feeling
summer.
The good vibes of drinking.
Yeah.
And not being in a deep, cold depression.
I know, right? Yeah. And it's just fun, playful. The music video is coming out Monday. Music video is super fun just because we legit got drunk off whiskey doing
yes.
the music video. Colby's in it.
Oh, my God, fun.
A girl named Holly Stock. She's like a huge influencer. I'm slurring my words over here. And then we did a Country Rebel Ranch, if you know what Country Rebel is. And the ranch hands. Yeah, did you see the Cowboy Les Boys in Nashville?
No.
They're like the hot cowboys that dance on stage. Like
no,
Magic
and
Mike.
Now I'm really pissed off that
well,
I didn't.
Next time you come, we're going there.
Yes, please.
They will treat us really well when we go
Oh, my
there.
God. Okay, in.
But they're front and center in my video.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's super fun.
Wait, I want to be in a music video. Can I be in one?
Yeah, yeah.
I just said the other day that I want to be in a music video, and I just want a random vocal on a song just to say that I did. Be like a background noise or something. Because I think it was we were at the gym and the ski song came on. I was like, I want to do that just to say it's me. And I could do that. I could get on a mic and just say ski.
Well, they also have like effects going and all that. So sometimes you can do whatever and they'll just be like, and make it look really cool or sound really cool.
Okay. Well, add that to the list. I want a music video and you can just put me in the background of one of your songs.
I mean, I am down whenever you want to come down.
Oh, I need to, maybe sometime this summer, I need to get back down. Last time I went, I threw up in a ditch though. So I need to, Nashville gets the best of me. It's just like, I'm too old to
We have so many hang. Friends there too. I'm sure you're like, you know, it's a ball every time you go, I bet.
It's so much fun. So sometime this year and then we'll film a music video.
Well, you know, I'm out of the woods with being able to go have Ozzy go to a babysitter and I can go out and have fun.
Yeah,
so next time you're there, we have to have a girls' night.
Yes, absolutely. I'm in. All right. And then we'll podcast from the girls' night. That should be interesting. Just bring microphones with us on the town. Oh, my God. That would actually be hilarious.
That would actually be super awesome.
I'm going to look into that. All right. So plug your socials as well. Obviously, I'm going to tag you and everything for the podcast, but let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, I mean, just at Jessie G Official is usually my tag, and Jessie's with an IE. Sometimes people spell that wrong. And jessiegmusic.com is my website. If you still do X, Twitter, whatever you call it, jessieg_music. And I mean, if you just look up Jessie G, you can find me. And rolling out a lot of new music and playing a ton of shows this year. So look out for a show near you. Come say hi.
Love it.
And I'll be up here a lot more, too. So we'll be hanging more, too.
All right. Can't wait. Well, hey, thanks for getting me drunk at, 11 a.m. on a Thursday.
Well, thanks for having me, Hannah.
Love to see you. Bye.